In Luke chapter 24, Jesus spoke to his disciples and he told them to go to a particular place. He said it like this in verse 49. He said, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. So God told them specifically to go to a place where he was going to meet with them. And we know in Acts chapter 2, of course, I don't know how long they were there. Some say a few days, some say 10 days. But they were together in this place, and the Holy Spirit came powerfully upon them. And I believe that what happened there was just not an experience where they began to speak with other tongues, although that we know that that occurred. I believe that God was showing them the nations. I believe that God was showing them the miraculous. I believe that in those 10 days, as they were in one accord, in one mind, that while they were waiting in the presence of the Lord, Peter was able then to come up following that and give this great discourse, which I don't have time to talk about, but he gave this great discourse on what God was going to do. And he interpreted scripture. He said, this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. So he was able to, out of that place of empowerment, begin to interpret the scripture. And from that place, and I want you to hear this tonight because this song is so important to us, that the city of Cleveland will fall on its knees and make and declare Jesus the Lord over that city, that he becomes the king of this region. Amen. And we are his subjects. We are his people. We have gathered together tonight for that express purpose, that we would as well do what they did. And you know what they did literally from that upper room, from that place. And it was just no special place. It was just a gathering place, but perhaps they had been together before. But from that place, they literally, and I want you to hear this, they literally shook the foundations of the Roman Empire. Do you understand that? They shook the very foundation of the Roman Empire, the greatest, most powerful empire. And from that little upper room, that gathering of that encounter with the Holy Spirit, they went from that place and literally shook the entire empire of Rome. And so much so that the testimony was, those that had turned the world upside down have come here as well. They were known by their prophetic insight, their power, their anointing. It was an amazing display of God's grace. And I found this statement somewhere. I don't know. I can't give it credit because I don't know where I found it. But we need to learn to seek the Lord, not for instruction on what we should do. And I think that's where the church has been in the past. It's like, let's go pray. Let's seek God to see what we're supposed to do. I think it's better said this way: seek the Lord because he is what we should do. It's a whole lot different than acts of the church or programming of the church. Let's seek God so that we can do Jesus in everything that we do, everything that we are. And I'm going to look at Genesis 30, and this is where I believe what happens as you're turning to Genesis 30, verse 37. And this morning I shared Precious's heart and the strings with the hand picture. And following the service, I had a number of people respond to me, but one in particular said that two nights ago, the same night that she got that drawing, God told her that she was going to have her broken heartstring repaired and her song would be given back to her. And she came up to me afterwards. She said, when did Precious get that drawing? And I said, well, it was Friday night is what she showed it to me. He goes, well, that's the night I had this dream, because I had been hurting about this particular situation. And it confirmed to her that that's exactly what God did. So I just want you to see how this reverberates. An eight-year-old got a vision, an image from God, and put it on paper of a heart with strings on it and a hand coming down from heaven, interpreted that and gave it to me. I disclosed that and shared it. Another woman who didn't know anything about the picture and the drawings heard it, had her own experience a couple of nights ago where God showed her that, and in tears sharing with me the confirmation of what God did in her, and now she sees more fully how the Holy Spirit had brought healing to her. And I'm sure Precious had no idea when she drew that there was a woman who was having that same experience. But you see the power of corporate gathering, of declaring what God is saying or showing us, and how that brings healing that you have no concept or idea of, that there is release and there is a shaking in our lives as a result. And so Genesis 30:37 is a classic story of imaging. Now, don't be afraid of the word imagination or imaging, but when we go into the presence of the Lord here in a few minutes, you want to just ask the Holy Spirit to show you who He is. Show me who Jesus is. I don't want to know what I should do. I want to know who You are. And so the principle here in Genesis 30:37 is Jacob brought his herd in front of the watering hole, and he took rods of green poplar and the almond chestnut trees and peeled white stripes in them and exposed the white which is in the rods. And if you can look at the next scripture, anytime these herds came to drink, the rods which had been peeled were set before the flocks. And as they were drinking, as they were watering, the flocks came to drink. They would conceive when they came to drink. And look at the next verse. In verse 39, the flocks conceived before the rods, and the flocks brought forth streaked, speckled, and spotted. So what was set before them as they were drinking, they conceived and gave birth to. So here's the principle in just a nutshell. Tonight, when we go into the presence of the Lord, say, Father, I need You to give me an image of who You are. Let me see a side of You. Show me something about You that I've not seen before. And it's amazing what will happen is you'll get this image or impression, or you'll begin to see Him in a certain way. And what will happen is you actually begin birthing what you see. And it becomes a reality, becomes a manifestation. And this is what we're talking about when we say, well, the soaking or getting in the presence of the Lord. Now, you may not have a habit of this, may not be something that you do on a regular basis, but it will be, right? It'll be something that you'll do on a regular basis now, because you realize that this is the place, this is how you connect with the kingdom of God, and the prophetic. It's through the Spirit. It's the connection. The Spirit, or the testimony of Jesus, is the Spirit of prophecy. So I understand that God's relaying these messages and images and downloading them into my heart. So it's sort of like Isaiah chapter 6. The prophet Isaiah said, in the year that Uzziah died, and there's a lot that we could be saying about that, but that was sort of the flesh represented the death to myself. In the year that I made the decision to say, you know what, I'm tired of living for me. I'm going to set myself for the rest of my days on this earth to seek the Lord. That I saw the Lord. I saw the Lord. And I fully expect every person in this room tonight to see the Lord in this time of soaking. A time of just in His presence. And you'll see Him high and lifted up, and His train of His robe filled the temple. The scripture goes on in verse 2, if you can. Above it stood seraphim. One had six wings, and two he covered his face, and two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. The next verse, verse 3. And one cried to another, saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. And then verse 4. We see, and the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of Him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. And as you continue to read this narrative, you'll find that Jesus was revealing Himself to Isaiah. And this is what you and I long for. This is what we hunger for. We want to get in the presence of God. We want to behold Him. And Isaiah's response was, woe is me. I mean, I am definitely undone because I'm a man of unclean lips and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. The thing about this is when you have an encounter with God on this level and you get in the presence of the Lord, you cannot be the same. You can't go back to life the way you came from life. You go back altered. You go back changed. You go back different. And any person that encountered Jesus when he was on the earth in his natural ministry would always leave a changed person. So that's what we want to do tonight. So we want to give you freedom and liberty. And I'm trying to see how much room we have. Wow, there's a lot of you here. It's great to see all of you. It's pretty cool. There's almost as many here now as there was this morning. So it's really good. But we want you to have the liberty and the freedom to worship and walk around. And we're going to ask, though, that there would be no like communication and talking and visiting and all of that. If you need to do that, we want you to go out to the foyer so that people can just have their time with God, okay? And then out of that, we're going to be released into some personal ministry. And that's going to be exciting. There's going to be some great testimonies tonight, right? I believe that with all my heart. So I got a band in a box, and we're just going to release them. And we're going to worship the Lord. So Matt, turn that on for me. And I just invite you now to, let's all just stand for right now. Turn that up just a little bit. And so Father, tonight we pray that you release your glory. Let this place, oh God, be filled with your presence, we ask in Jesus' name. Let's worship Jesus. However you feel comfortable to do it.
I just wanted to share, just for a moment. Sometimes for soaking, for some of us, this is new. And sometimes we go to the things that are what we're used to. We hear music, and so we'll maybe worship, or we'll start to pray. And neither one of those things are bad at all. I just want to tell you something that happens to me when I soak in the Lord and just in the presence of the Lord. I was spending time with the Lord this past week. And a lot of times when I talk to the Lord, he's on a park bench with me. And I'm not out of body experience. Like, I'm here. And he'll talk to me. And this past week he said, with a very straight face, he said, the church is on a roller coaster. I was like, oh. And I was like, oh, I don't want to be on a roller coaster. And he looked at me. He's like, no, that's good. That's good. He's like, roller coasters are fun. Because I was like, why are we on a roller coaster? He's like, because it's fun. And I was like, oh. He's like, roller coasters aren't fun if it's straight line. I'm like, oh. And he just starts to talk to me just normally, like you and I. And when he talks to me, just everything just fades away. No music, no nothing. And you just talk to him, and you just spend time with him, and you just receive. Like just your father, just a dad, just sitting on a park bench with you, just talking to you, just filling you up. Just filling you up. There's been times where I've soaked and I just fallen asleep, and that's okay. Just receiving from him. Receiving from him. You're inside me. You're my reality.
Direction. Just keep it, the song playing. You don't have to turn it off. And we want to minister to people that way. So what we're going to do is kind of move in that direction. So can you keep that song going, or is it over? I don't know. But I just want to keep the atmosphere going. You don't have to move. Nobody has to move. But what I'd like to do is if some of the guys can help me and get some chairs, maybe on the platform, because there's really not much room on the floor here. And if we could just set chairs about every 6 feet away. And those of you that have operated in that and you prayed for people, you get impressions, you want to pray over them, you want to release prophetic words to them, go to number 4. Can you go to number 4 on that tape there? Yeah, good. Then I want you to come and minister, okay? So let's see if we can get some chairs up here. Cool. And if you're feeling, and I know there's people that probably have impressions or words to give to the entire body and that kind of thing. And we're going to go that route in a bit, but we want to minister to the needs of people first. So while they're doing that, I just want to share with you what happened to me. I had this reoccurring, some of you have heard this, but I had some reoccurring painful experiences with my family not receiving me and my sister rejecting me. And one time I came off the elevator in a hospital and she turned her back on me. And it was very painful to me. And I went to the parking lot in tears and I thought, God, you know, I don't know what I've done that I'm so, you know, disdaining to her. But in the soaking time, the Lord asked me the question, who was with you on the elevator? And I said, nobody. He said, no, I was there with you. And I want you to go back there and I want you to see me. And I want you to take my hand and we're going to walk to this parking lot together. And you know, that changed that whole experience from painful and hurtful to joyful and fulfilled. And so I just want you to receive this way from God. Let Him speak to you in those times and those seasons in your life. And you see, the Father's love is so big that God wants you to know that He's got you covered. Okay? So here's what I like to do. If you like ministry, I'm just going to ask if you would just to come and find a place and just have a seat in one of these chairs. And just, you can do that now if you'd like. So come on. Just have a seat in a chair. And just sit there. And then I'm going to ask the prophetic teams to minister in two. Not by yourself, but two. So everybody that operates in prophetic, I want you to get up, find another partner, and come and begin to pray over the people that are sitting there and release in them a word from the Lord. Okay? Simple as that. It's going to be real easy. So just come on. Well, we got room on the front now, but oh well. I could have put the chairs down there, but that's okay. Come on. This works out good. Hallelujah. No, it's okay. I thought the people would stay there. Okay, so I'd like you to operate in twos. Not one person praying for one person, but a prophetic team. Two or more people. So kind of hook up with somebody. And we'll minister to everybody that wants to receive ministry. And if the chairs are full, just kind of hang out for a minute. And then when somebody gets up, you can come in and sit down. And we'll pray for you as well, okay? Amen. So do we have enough people here to pray? Not really knowing how many we have or where. Okay, good, good. If there's somebody sitting by yourself and nobody's come to you yet, just hang tight. We'll find you. We're just kind of working this out. So if you don't have anybody with you, just go ahead and pray. Anybody else? Okay, go ahead and release that. Go ahead and begin to pray for them. And we don't give directional prophecy. We give exhortation, comfort, and edification. Amen. That's good. All right. Okay, so go ahead and release it. We just release the prophetic ministry in this place right now. So thank you, Lord. And let's just keep worshiping, all right, while this is happening. And God's going to begin showing you things. Like when I saw that elevator experience, God blessed me with that. Just ask the Lord to show you where Jesus was during some of those trauma times in your life, some of those times that were your greatest pains. You'll find that Jesus was there. He'll show you. And it's powerful. It's really powerful. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You will become part of a team that will go throughout the region and even into nations and bring the word of the Lord. You'll bring the word of the Lord to many. And this is sort of an indoctrination for you. This is a calling for you. This is a ordination for you and for me. We're all like learning. Okay? So this is a call. And you could say, well, I just got saved, or I'm just brand new. It doesn't matter. There's no seniority in this thing. God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh. Amen? Isn't that great? Hallelujah. He loves it. Young flesh and old flesh. Woohoo! Male flesh and female flesh. Yeah, Jesus. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So anybody else, there's a chair here available. Looks like we're doing pretty good. Amen. Just keep worshiping. It's early. It's early. Just keep worshiping. Thank you, Lord. Sat there. Just lift your hands up to heaven. Come on. Come on, just lift your hands up to heaven. And just begin to thank God for the impartation of giftings. Come on. That you are gifted of God. The Holy Spirit is putting His ability, His DNA, it's coming to the surface. You're being changed. Come on, just thank Him for the change. Thank Him for the metamorphosis that's taking place right here in you and in me and in this atmosphere. Thank Him for the words of release, the chains that are breaking, the bondages that are leaving. People are being released and set free. Come on, we just need to give Him thanks, give Him praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're stirring up the gifts. Stirring up the gifts in our children. Thank you, Lord, that our sons and daughters will prophesy. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So we just worship you, Lord. We just worship you now. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, there's people still receiving ministry, and we don't want to interrupt that. But what I'd like to do now for the next couple of minutes is release words and direction or interpretation or things that people feel like is for the general body. Okay? So what I'd like for you to do, though, is be conscious of the time, because there probably will be a lot of that. And so I want to start with Tim. So Tim, could you? Okay. We'll start with Tim. Tim, could you come over? Tim, come on over. And what we're going to try and do is just be conscious of the time and just share. So if the Lord has shown you something, or there's an impression, or you feel like there's a word that we need to release for exhortation, edification, and comfort for the body, then we want to do that. So I'm going to ask Tim to do that first. You can turn the music down, if you don't mind, please. Turn that music down. Thank you.
I just want to share briefly, the Lord gave me a vision earlier as we were soaking, and It was, at first I thought it was just a vision of when Jesus was walking through the streets, and I'm sure we all remember the story of the crowds of people around him and how the woman with the issue of blood was there. But as I realized, the crowd was not the from the story that we read in the Bible. The crowd was what we have right here today. And he showed me that there's all kinds of people right now here tonight looking after Jesus and searching after Jesus and following him. Everybody's got a different reason. Some are just here for curiosity. But there's some here, like that woman, that had to have a touch of the hem of his garment. And she had to fight her way through. She had to push her way through. And we all have things we have to push through. We have the issues in our lives. That we have our baggage from the past. The things that we're dealing with. But we have to push through. And we have to get through and do whatever it takes to touch the hem of his garment. And here tonight, the presence of Jesus is with us. And if you're desperate enough, if you want that touch, if you want to be able to touch the hem of Jesus' garment, you just have to continue pressing in and push your way through. Amen.
Man, praise the Lord. While I was back there, the Holy Spirit says to share exactly what I did for you, because this is what I'm doing right now for the people. He said the same way right now the heavens opened and I saw it. It was a choir, and it said, this is the song that I'm singing unto my people. And the word says, you are changing in the light of me. You are changing for my truth. You are changing to be completely mine. And the Lord kept on saying, in the midst of all that's going on, I am allowing this so that you can become more and more like me. More and more like me. And the angels are literally singing over each and every one of those words over you. So be encouraged, because more and more, you're looking more and more like his son. Amen.
Earlier when we were in prayer, I just want to show you, I just want to reveal to you what I saw. I was standing in the back and standing far back, and suddenly I saw this huge rope, gigantic rope, come down in the center of the room, and the end of the rope was frayed. And it had, you know when a rope at the end becomes real frayed and it goes out. And I saw as we were worshiping and focusing on the Lord, that I saw our hands pulling on the individual strands of the pieces of the rope. And suddenly they're pulling down the kingdom of heaven into the earth. And just thought that was so powerful that we were able to do that.
There's an old Christmas movie where Scrooge is in it. And I think the thing about the movie, it's called Christmas Past, Christmas Present, and Christmas Future. And as I was praying, the Lord showed me just this face. And he began to tell me, this is the face of our past. That as of tonight, as of right now, she's gone. It's gone. The past is finished in the name of Jesus Christ. This is a brand new day in Jesus' name. It's no longer Christmas Past, Christmas Present, Christmas Future. It's Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and what he has declared for the future for this area and for every one of our lives. So every memory that you have from the past that's not a good memory, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare over you right now, in Jesus' name, it's gone, it's obliterated, and every effect it has on your life is canceled in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe this and receive it, it shall be done, says the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
As I was praying, I saw the word arise. And then I saw the word of the Lord came to me and it said, you are a city on a hill. And then I saw a
piece of land that looked like it was a city that was rising in the air. And then I saw the word freedom.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. As I've been praying here tonight, and even as Pastor preached the word this morning about the wilderness. See, there is a wilderness that God wants to refresh you in. It's not all the time troubled and dry. He might pull you into the wilderness that he might want to speak to you. And I believe this is the wilderness that God is drawing this church into, that he can refresh them, that rivers of living water can flow through them. And even in this wilderness area, God is going to begin to bring souls out of it. In the vision that I've seen, all the mirrors on this wall began to move back. Every mirror that's on these walls, they begin to move back. And God said, I'm bringing in more people, but I need my people to step up to the plate and come on out into the wilderness place that I'm calling you to so I can refresh you. And right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I release that refreshing on every man, every woman, every child in this place tonight. Father, every place, every dry place that they've been in, Father God, even as the sister spoke just a few minutes ago, he said, rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord have risen upon you. And this is our season. This is our time. Everybody need to step out in the anointing and those things that God have called you to years ago. He said, those things that have been laying dormant, he wants to make them rise up on the inside of you, because this is your time. This is your season. I hear the Lord say, come. Come. Just as he told Peter. Peter didn't step out the boat because he wanted to walk on the water. He stepped out the boat because Jesus said, come. And he's telling you tonight, come.
I didn't know if I was going to pray for anybody tonight because I just didn't think the Lord would speak to me. You ever have one of those nights where you just don't, not sure you're going to hear? But sure enough, get up and put action to it, and he speaks to you. And so I was praying for somebody, and God just told me that the more this person released his love, the more he would be releasing the healing inside of him. And God didn't tell me that as he released his love, God would release his healing. God was showing me that the healing was there, but by him releasing his love, he was also releasing the healing in his own body. And I think that has a lot to, it goes hand in hand with what we're going into. And so I just want to encourage you, you know, if the Father was in Jesus and Jesus was in the Father and we're in Jesus and the Father's in us, then he really wants us to start being the hands and the feet and getting things done. Could you imagine loving yourself healed? Now, there's a thought, huh?
Amen.
What about a testimony? Maybe something was confirmed. Maybe something that someone spoke over you was spot on and it just brought a release. Or you feel tonight the calling of God upon you. Whatever. Let's hear some of those.
Well, tonight before I came here, I was studying a science test with my son. And we're studying scientific methods. So I'm praying and the Lord goes, there's no scientific method that could measure me. There's no mathematical equation that could measure me. I'm above and beyond all that. I'm bigger than the biggest expanse on earth. And my son kind of struggles a little bit. And he said, it's not that your son can't figure that out. It's that he thinks bigger and beyond that. They say that his mind is in the clouds, but he's thinking bigger and beyond. He's thinking about the glory of God. Tony Bucci talked to us about the glory cloud, and that's all he talks about every single day. He talks about it. He comes home from school. So they say his mind's in the clouds, but it's not. About a month ago, I got a vision of myself with my children in this fields, and it was springtime, and we were dancing and laying in the grass, and the sun was shining, and Pastor Tina goes, "The Lord showed me that you are in a dress, and you're dancing in the fields, and he wants you to return back to springtime." And then another woman prayed over me and said that, you know, there's things that have to do with school and just the struggles of that, and that that's going to kind of all be washed away. So that was just kind of my confirmation for tonight.
Hi, everyone. My thing tonight was I came in here, I've been having doubts and I've been struggling a little bit. I have to get up a lot. I gave up all that terrible bad stuff several months ago, but I've been battling with them cigarettes. And I came in here, I was congested. I had this pain in my chest and I got sucked over and it's gone. I can breathe. It's gone. It is gone. And I had asked that I be strengthened because I'm about to undertake the care of my mother. And she's 80 years old and she's mighty cantankerous. So I need all the strength that I can get. And so now I feel like that I have been empowered that I can do that. I'm going to be healthy enough that I can take care of my mom. And thank you, Lord. Thank you so much.
Hi. Well, my name's Christine, if you don't know me. I just want to say, before I reveal this to you, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be a singer when I grew up. And I have this picture, this 8x10 picture that the Lord instructed me last year to put on my refrigerator of when I was a little girl. I had my mother's long nightgown on, and I had my Mr. Microphone that I asked for Christmas. And I'm like taking this picture, singing. And it wasn't until I started going to North Coast that the Lord started revealing and bringing back to me the dreams of my childhood. And a prophetess from another church, that's Stephanie Robinson's mother, spoke over me. I had never met her, and she spoke over me and she said, "You will sing his praises, and when you do, thousands of people will give their life to the Lord at once. And you will sing in tones that only angels can sing in." And so as I was really excited, and as I was telling people about it, they were like, "Well, you know, God didn't mean literally. He meant like figuratively, like when you speak his, you know, your testimony and you testify, you know." And I was like, "Well, okay." Well, then the day that Leon Timbo was announced by Pastor Canton to be our praise and worship leader, I was sitting in the North Coast in Lorain, and God audibly in my ear said, "I meant literally." So tonight, we just got here, Jackie Leticus and I just got here. I was at the women's pre-release prison. We were ministering and singing there, and all of a sudden, you know, I would normally sing a little song or go along with whoever's singing there. But the Holy Spirit ascended and combined the two. And I like just got like this download and prophetically spoke and sang over different individuals in the audience and just called them up and sang to them. And the chains were falling down, and it was just amazing. And I just thank God that he's doing what he said he would do.
Yeah, back in year 2002, my chains fell off. I was at the county jail, and there was an inmate. And he kept carrying his Bible, and he kept walking around in a circle on the pot, kept walking around. And the spirit kept wooing me to him. Well, anyways, as I was sitting down, I just kept watching him. And then suddenly I went over there and walked to him. He was preaching out of John chapter 19. He was talking about Jesus' love and how much he loved me. And I just started weeping and crying. And as I sat there, my spirit, that was my Damascus. And my spirit rose up and jumped into the Bible with Jesus. I couldn't see Jesus' face, but Jesus was walking right next to me. And I kept looking at him, kept looking at him. And he says, everything you ever did, this is what I'm carrying. This is what I died for. Everything you ever done, everything you can imagine, I carry for you. And then we got to Calvary. Couldn't still see his face, but Jesus was up on the cross. And my spirit just took off like a Russian wind and smacked that cross. And I died with him that day. And he just instantly changed me. Am I perfect? By no means. Have I arrived? By no means. But I know he changed me that night and that day. And, you know, I believe there's a calling upon my life. And I believe there is a calling upon my life. My calling is to love others as he loved me. And you know, hopefully there might be a, you know, like a prison ministry or something. But I do believe. And, you know, Jesus is everything. You know, and he loves each and every one of us. You know, we got to let go. We got to let go and learn to love ourselves. Even more than that, even learn to like ourselves. And let go of all that shame and guilt. Because he's already forgave us, our past, present, and future. Amen.
Come on, everybody, stand up. Stand up. Put number one on again. I wanted this to be a benediction for us. I want us to make this our prayer and turn it up. And just us praying that the Holy Spirit will break out in this region, break out in our families, our marriages, our relationships, break out the Holy Ghost prophetic ministry. Come on. Let's rise up as a new generation, church. Come on, let's be a people that Jesus can rely on. Let's be his voice. Let's be his hands. Let's be his feet.
Our Father.
Come on, sing it. Let's worship.
All of heaven roars your name. Sing louder.
Can you put the words on?
Let this place erupt with grace. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth. Our Father, all of heaven roars your name. Sing louder. Let this place erupt with praise. Can you hear it? The sound of heaven touching earth. The sound of heaven touching earth.
Break our walls down.
Spirit, break out.
Spirit, break down.
Heaven, come down.
Oh. Heaven, come down.
Down.
King,
your hands up and sing it one last time. Come on.
Break our walls down. Spirit, break out. Heaven, come down.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I just feel the Lord saying, just bow in His presence. King Jesus, we bow before You tonight. And we acknowledge Your majesty and Your rule. And we thank You for what You've done in this place tonight, God. Thank You, Lord. We leave now, Father, as Your humble servants to declare Your word to this generation. Empowered by Your Spirit. In Jesus' name.